I will look hard for you.
KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, four teams have moved into the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament by winning last night. Loyola Chicago has continued its Cinderella run through the tournament by beating 10th seed Nevada 69-68 in Atlanta. The Ramblers were clinging to a one-point lead until Marcus Towns hit a three-pointer with 6.3 seconds to play. Towns finished with 18 points, including the huge three that negated Caleb Martin's three-pointer seconds later. Loyola closed the first half on a 20-4 run to take a 28-24 lead into the break. Martin had a game-high 21 points for the Wolfpack as they finish 29-8 on the season. The Ramblers have a Saturday meeting with Kansas State after the ninth-seeded Wildcats pulled out a 61-58 victory against number 5 Kentucky. Barry Brown provided the tie-breaking layup with 19 seconds left to put K-State one win away from reaching the Final Four for the first time since 1964. KSU pulled out the win without Xavier Sneed, who scored 22 points before fouling out with a minute 14 left. Kentucky had a chance to force overtime until Shea Gilgeous-Alexander missed a potential tying three-pointer at the final buzzer, leaving the Wildcats at 26-11. Number 3 Michigan moved on in Los Angeles by shooting 62% from the floor in a 99-72 rout of Texas A&M. Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman scored 24 points and Mo Wagner added 21 to send the Wolverines to the Elite Eight for the third time in 6 years. Abdur-Rahman also chipped in 4 three-pointers, 5 rebounds, and 7 assists. Michigan hit 10 of their 14 three-pointers by halftime, and they stretched their winning streak to 12 games. Next up for the Wolverines will be number 9 Florida State. The Seminoles rolled Terrence Mann's 18 points to a 75-60 stunner against number 4 seed Gonzaga. C.J. Walker and Brian Angola added 9 points as Florida State advanced to the regional finals for the third time in school history. The Seminoles entered the tournament having gone just 9-9 in the ACC before dropping its opening game of the conference tourney. In other basketball news, former Colorado State assistant coach Nico Medved is returning to Fort Collins to lead the Rams men's basketball program after spending a year as Drake's head coach. Medved replaces Larry Eustace, who stepped down last month, ending a climate assessment of the program led by athletic director Joe Parker. Eustace, who is 122-79 in 5-plus seasons at CSU, is on paid leave until June 30th, at which time he'll formally resign. Medved was an assistant coach at CSU from 2007 to 2013 before spending 4 years as the head coach at Furman and then leading Drake last season to its first postseason berth in 6 years. Drake athletic director Brian Harden knew last week that Colorado State was interested in Medved, but he says the coach told him after his interview on Tuesday that he was withdrawing from the search and would remain with the Bulldogs.
And then this morning he called at 9:30 to say that he was taking the job. And I thought he was joking. So you've got to be kidding, right? He goes, no, I'm sorry. They called back. They pushed it. It's too good of an opportunity, and I'm going to do it.
Harden will conduct a national search for a successor. Assistant Dave Thorson will serve as the interim head coach and will be a candidate for the permanent job.
I want to find somebody who wants to be the Drake men's basketball head coach. I'm not looking for somebody who just wants to be a head coach. I want somebody who wants to be the head coach at Drake.
Harden and Drake president Marty Martin met with players Thursday afternoon.
It's hard, I think, for us not to some extent take this personally, but I feel even worse for those guys. I mean, none of them signed up with Drake to come play for 4 coaches in 4 years. They didn't. They don't deserve this. They deserve better.
Harden says he has a list of candidates that he wants to visit with about the opening.
Timetable-wise, we want to act quickly, but we don't want to rush so fast that we miss out on the best candidate. So I'm not going to put myself on, I'm not going to give myself an artificial timeline, but we will move quickly enough that we get the right person in place here.
Martin will conduct the search along with Harden and says a search firm will not be involved. Martin says Drake has all the ingredients needed to attract a successful coach. In other basketball news, basketball coach Dan Hurley is staying in New England but moving about 55 miles northwest. Hurley is leaving the University of Rhode Island to become the head coach at Connecticut, replacing Kevin Ollie. Hurley was 113-82 in 6 seasons with the Rams, including a 26-8 mark and a berth in the second round of the NCAA tournament this season. He guided Rhode Island to its first Atlantic 10 regular season championship this season and its second straight NCAA tournament appearance. Ollie led the Huskies to the 2014 national championship, but the program has posted consecutive losing seasons and was 14-18 this year. Also, Miami Hurricanes sophomore guard Bruce Brown Jr. has decided to declare for the NBA draft but won't retain an agent, leaving him the option of continuing his college career. Brown is considered a potential first-round pick, even though he had a disappointing season that ended after 19 games because of a left foot injury that required surgery. Also in college basketball last night, the CIT continued with round three action. With just one game, Sam Houston State beating Texas San Antonio 76-69. The CBI also had one third round game last night. San Francisco beat Campbell 65-62. Well, men's college basketball continues tonight with the other four games in the NCAA Sweet 16. In the East Regional at the TD Garden in Boston, West Virginia plays Villanova, and Texas Tech will face Purdue. In the Midwest Regional at Omaha, the CenturyLink Center, Clemson will play Kansas, followed by Syracuse versus Duke later on this evening. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says taking the next step for the Cyclones begins with the offensive line. ISU finished 8-5, including a win in the Liberty Bowl, despite finishing 9th in the Big 12 in rushing. The Cyclones averaged 113 yards rushing in 2017.
The greatest challenge to this football team is, can this offensive line grow? And can this offensive line become what championship teams look like? And they have championship offensive lines. We're not there yet. We're not there today. But there's a lot of room to work, and I think that it'll allow our running backs to grow.
Campbell says there will be competition at all of the spots next year.
Their development is critical to our success. And, you know, if we're going to take a step in this program, I don't care if it's left guard, center, right guard, right tackle, and I don't really care who it is. You know, the best five are going to play. I think you've seen that from us, you know. And, you know, I think right now it's a competition across the board. You know, if I played O-line, boy, I'd be fired up to come out today, because I know, you know, no matter what position it is or where it's at across the line, I got a chance to go compete.
Campbell says there have been few, if any, changes despite the loss of offensive coordinator Tom Manning. He joined the staff of the Indianapolis Colts last month.
What we've done offensively for the last 9-10 years, the terminology, how we do it, the unification of an offensive staff, that's the great thing about what we are. You know, you lose a good coach and you're able to replace it with another great coach in Coach Myers. And, you know, so really not a whole lot of change, and almost practice as usual from that standpoint.
Iowa State's spring game is coming up on April 14th. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.